the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a pre-recorded interview, The Swill Merchants. We also have a segment from John in the House, and of course, more amazing music from our local talents. All right, so John and I, we went to catch a show back in February at the Wolf Bar. So we interviewed the Swill Merchants near a dumpster because that's how we do it on the Wham Bam East Van Show. All right. And at that show, Sugarcane was playing. So we're going to start off with Sugarcane cruising for a bruising, and then we're going to get to the Swill Merchants interview. Enjoy.
at the fabulous Wolf Bar out in Maple Ridge tonight, on location to interview a great band from Vancouver called The Swill Merchants.
That's right.
You got it. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit where you're from? And
yeah, for sure. I'm Tom. I'm the drummer. I'm from Calgary originally, but I've lived in Vancouver for like a decade, pretty much.
I'm Malcolm. I play the bass. I'm also from Calgary originally, but I've also lived in Vancouver for nearly a decade.
I'm Brian. I play guitar and sing, and I've also lived in Vancouver for nearly a decade.
Where are you from?
Victoria.
No, you're not. You're from Beijing.
China.
Shut up.
China.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
I went to high school in China, yeah.
So you could speak Mandarin pretty...
Yidian Dian, a little bit.
Losing it day by day.
Since you guys played the show tonight, how do you feel about your band and how it's been progressing over the last 4 years you've been together? Is it?
Well, Malcolm's...
I'm new.
Yeah, Malcolm's okay. New. Brian and I have been playing together for almost 8 or 9 years.
I see,
without a bass player or a lead guitar player for probably 6 of them. So yeah. Now we have a bass player. Our guitar player wasn't here tonight, but he's normally here. So we finally have a normal 4-piece band. So we've been having a good year. We got second place in Live Axe's like Best in Vancouver competition a couple months ago.
Congratulations. Wow.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, pay the right people and you can win prizes.
Pay the right people, you can win prizes. We're working on an EP right now, recording in basements, and we won some studio time, I think, for that competition. So hoping to make some. Hoping to make some moves.
Thank you. Where you guys from?
Vancouver.
Vancouver?
Yeah.
You feel generous if I bought a cigarette from you?
Oh, good.
That'd be great. That'd be very kind of
me. No.
Okay, my next question is, with your recent new album, or the did you release a song recently?
We haven't released anything yet. Okay. As us four, that or like the three of us playing tonight, like Tom said, we're missing our guitar player. We haven't released anything. We've just been hacking away at some demos here and there.
Okay. With your practicing together and rehearsals and stuff and all that, have you noticed a positive change in your music, how you're bringing it together? Like, are you finally getting together, melding together as a
Definitely. Unit? Yeah. I feel like, I mean, these two had a lot dialed together. Like Tom said, they've been playing a lot together, and a lot of these songs are like kind of old, apparently. but I'm like pretty new to that. I joined like last summer, and I definitely feel like the first, like last fall, summer through fall, I did not really know what was going on half the time. A lot of the time I was on stage just
adjustments.
Like winging it. But now I feel pretty good about all these
tracks.
Well,
that's good, because that's a good sign that you're getting it together. And who has influenced you to be the style of music that you're playing today? Like when you're learning? And
A lot of the classic rock classics. I like Bob Dylan a lot.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
And some of the country guys, I like their kind of tongue-in-cheek lyrics and whatnot, and that influenced me a lot.
I can see that because you're country rock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of ballads and stories that you're telling.
These guys would play a lot of funk or anything if they're allowed, but I can only play three chords, so you stick to country rock.
I'm a huge Deadhead, honestly. Grateful Dead is what I listen to a lot of the time, as most Deadheads do. And then a lot of, primitive guitar finger-picking stuff, John Fahey-style stuff, but that's less influential on my bass playing. Thank you.
if my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. When there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow, you can choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da 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 da da, la da.
I don't know, drummers, you just do whatever comes your way. So, you know, Brian has me in train beat hell, just playing train beats all the time, but I've learned to love it. And I like old heavy metal too. I play in a heavy metal band, so.
Oh, what's your other band?
I call it Grey Tide.
Awesome.
Look out for that one.
Yes, we'll totally play some of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Dark streets beneath me.
nothing breaks the silence but shapes undefined. When rain is streets of amber, I'll let you can see, and you can't live without her, and so you are the street. And the hour's getting late now, far more blocks to go, and you can't take the weight now that is starting to unfold.
That band's actually on Spotify. But anyways, this is about the
we're underground.
We're getting on Spotify soon.
Wonderful. Yeah. I like that. A lot of bands you go to see, they are actually so versatile, they play in other bands as well. That's very common. And it keeps their musicianship up, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. Well, does DJ Betty have any questions?
Okay, tell me about one of your songs.
Oh. I think our Bohemian Rhapsody is a song called Hungover, Hungry and Horny. It's the greatest song I ever wrote. It's about being hungover, hungry and horny. Semi-autobiographical.
Awesome. And did anyone tell you that you look like Ned from The Simpsons?
I used to have like hair like down to here, and I didn't look like Ned Flanders at all. Then when I cut my hair, I got that a lot mm-hmm. And it doesn't help when I'm wearing my green sweater that I've got.
It's awesome. Yeah. And did you know that there was a Ned Flanders metal band in the States?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, how about one more question? Mm-hmm. Where did the Swill Merchants, the name, come from?
Oh, it's like a line from the movie Almost Famous, where he's like talking to the writer, Philip Seymour Hoffman's character, and then he's like, "Who are you listening to?" And he's like, "Oh, Stillwater or whatever." He's like, "Oh, those Swill Merchants," and then hangs up the phone. Yeah. Oh, I like that movie when I was in like 10 or 11, so where it came from.
Thank you, Swill Merchants, for coming on the Wham Bam East Band Show. Wham Bam
East Band.
Yeah, baby.
Trying to get myself clean. Don't fill my bowl up with water instead of gasoline. Oh, well, it's spinning. I think it's time for hospice care. Sober living's the beginning of my nightmare. Come on in and shoot the shit if you wanna take it here. Rehab is for quitters, kill it. Come on in and shoot the shit if you wanna take it here. Rehab is for quitters, kill it. Piss in public, you'll have to pay the ticket price. Alright, you caught me, you got me. Dead to rest. $200 for relief in the street. Don't pollute the garbage you wear at Gandhi. Come on in and shoot the shit if you wanna take a hit. Rehab is for quitters, kill it. Come on in and shoot the shit if you wanna take a hit. Rehab is for quitters, kill it.
That was Get Lit by the Swill Merchants. If you love bluegrass, check out Robin's show, and then we'll have John's segment after the break.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune into your bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is John and the Host's weekly entertainment file called What Is On. I'm going to be reading some listings from Facebook and the Roxy Cabaret. Remember, this is Thursday night, so there's a lot of open mics and a lot of blues jams in your neighborhood. So go check out those music events and please support your local musicians. Tuesday, August 13th to 14th, that's next week, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss Can't Let Go Tour 2024. Two shows at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. This Friday at 7 p.m., Angel Maker, I Declare War, Bayonet Dismemberment, Baleful, August 9th at the Rickshaw Theatre. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., Harry's Last with Princess Avenue at the Roxy Cabaret. This Saturday at 10 p.m., Glow with P-I-P-I, spelled P-E-I, 750 Pacific Boulevard. This Saturday at 10 p.m., Coco Jaffro at number 1 Alexander Street. Friday, August 9th through to August 11th, Kids Summer Music Camp at 626 East 58th Avenue in Vancouver. Tomorrow at 9:30 p.m., Ground Up featuring Last Arc Out at number 1 Alexander Street. Wednesday, August the 14th at 9 p.m., the Mike Agravanich Trio at number 1 Alexander Street. This Sunday at 9 p.m., Big Shoulders at number 1 Alexander Street. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., early show Marcus Trumer at number 1 Alexander Street. This Friday at 7:30 p.m., Olivier Rodrigo, Guts World Tour, Vancouver, B.C., are at the Rogers Arena. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., Tyler Childers, Mule Pull, 24-hour, at the Rogers Arena. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., Stick with Friends with Jim Meyer, live at the Second Floor Gastown. Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m., Un En Masse outdoor event in Blood Alley in downtown Vancouver. This Saturday at 7 p.m., at the Real Theater, Negative Land plus Sue C live show and Stand By for Failure, a documentary about Negative Land. Next Thursday, August 15th at 8 p.m., Ben Howard at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. Tuesday, August 13th at 7 p.m., go to the Biltmore Cabaret to support Negrito, Vancouver, at the Biltmore Cabaret. Friday, August 9th, 7 p.m., Lights Vancouver, Journey Tribute. Go check that show out if you like the band Journey. August 11th, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., Line Dancing. That's on Sundays. They have the country line dancing at the Roxy. Next Wednesday, August 14th at 8 p.m., the Etc. Group with the Tickets Takers. That goes on from 8 till 10:30 p.m. And usually after, they have some pretty good five house bands at the Roxy for each night. And they switch around. They've got some really good music there happening till 3 o'clock in the morning. Next Thursday, August 15th, Harry Last with Princess Avenue. That show starts at 8, runs till 10:30 p.m. Next, August 16th, that's Friday, Leyline Riders with Rocket Fuel. Rocket Fuel is a new band in town, hard rock venturing on metal, but go check them out, Rocket Fuel. Well, that looks all for the Roxy this week. Now, I am going to play my weekly song from Steve Ricardo. Yeah, Steve Ricardo's in a band called Dirty Audio Machine. As well, in that band I just mentioned, Rocket Fuel. He's a very accomplished musician. He produces his own music. I'm going to be playing Ricardo's latest song on YouTube called El Diablo Mio. So go check that out and like it. It was dropped on May 21st, 2024. It's his instrumental. Well, that's it. I hope you have a safe weekend coming up. Leave the keys at home. Do not drink and drive. Support your local music in Vancouver and in your hometown there. And this is John the House signing out for another week. Join us next week. We have an in-studio guest. Goodbye. Enjoy Steve Ricardo's song. We'll be right back.
looking at me. I'll meet you where the sun goes down, by the river and the fallen tree. Yeah. Oh yeah. So come here, girl, I wanna get close to you.
Please, please me.
What your mama don't know won't hurt her now. Don't tell her what we're gonna do. Saw you looking at me. I'll be gone before the sun goes down and sail across the seven seas.
Thank you.
Misplaced Intentions, Solitary Solutions from Edmonton, but they're coming to BC. We also played Tales, Red Soul, and Rock If You Hard to Get. If you're in the Kelowna area, this Saturday, 7 p.m., they're performing at the Mary Irwin Theater. Tickets are $20, and we're hoping to get a future interview with Rocket Fuel. So follow us on our socials, Wham Bam East Van, and we're going to end with Coco Jaffro's Fallen from the album Forces of Nature. This is DJ Medi signing out, and we'll catch y'all next week. Bye. Flash. John in the house has just told me about Steve Ricardo. He has a show coming out. He was the guy that played the instrumental song earlier today that was called El Diablo Mio. Yes, and he is excited to step back into that acoustic guitar again. That was his first single, El Diablo Mio. Okay, his show is coming this Friday, August 9th. Flashback Brewery Company, number one, 9360 Mill Street, Chilliwack, BC. It's $15 at the door, 7 p.m. showtime. He's playing with Dwayne Watson and Stanway. That's right, Steve Ricardo. Catch him. All right, continue with the music and have a great evening, everyone.